Anna.
Martha.
Hi, Martha. He hasn't come on?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Still waiting.
Oh, real good. Doing good. Brandy, and I don't think you've met Clara. Clara came with her for the ride to come pick up her phone. So we had a good visit, and we had more soup and more taco salad to have from yesterday. So I told him, don't stop and eat on your way, because there's still food left from yesterday.
Well, good. So she made a trip back.
Yeah.
It was a gorgeous day today.
I'm sorry, what?
It was a gorgeous day today.
Oh, it was.
I've been outside most of the day.
Well, that's the kind of weather you want to be outside for. I had planned to work in my garage today, but I didn't get to it with them coming. But I was glad because I don't get to see Clara very often. And at the funeral, we just had just a few minutes to say hello. You know, it wasn't the place to visit. So you haven't met Clara. You'll have to meet Clara.
I don't think I've ever met her. No.
No, I don't think you've met her. She used to come to services every once in a while because she had a relative that lived in Lake Charles. But then that relative passed away. But she lives in Port Arthur, so she was able to get to Brandy with the message about the phone. So.
Good. I'm going to go mute. I'm trying to fix something to eat, okay?
Okay. I'm wondering if I ought to text him. It's 10 after.
I know.
Okay, I think I'll hang up and I'll text him. At least I'll send something.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Hello.
I apologize. Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I'm semi-ready.
Okay. Martha's on too. She had to mute.
Okay. Welcome, Malcolm. I apologize for being late as well. Not that you're late. Hana, where are we starting today?
Let's see what I have out. Oh, I don't know. Looks like the end of my sheet. I think we're on general and particular. That's the next thing. Does that mean anything to you?
Give me a. I did see that. Let me see where I can find it.
It looks like it's portion Ve'era. I guess it must have. It's the next one in line in my handout. So. And I think they did make mention the last class. I think he kind of said a few words that made me think my handouts are in the right order. Because the last time we saw it was 10-8.
Yeah,
it's less than 30. Handout 18 is what I have written at the top, because I think it deviated from the text with this one.
Yeah, in general connections, it's chapter 11, section 5. It's close to the bottom of handout 18.
Okay.
So let's just do the Anabakoach, because we made the connections to the earlier ones, the other
okay.
ones.
Please, if you feel you want to wait, I'm sure it's okay. It's okay with both of us.
To do
if
what?
You prefer to wait. I said, if you prefer to wait, it's okay. You know.
Yeah, but I'm not understanding the term wait. What would I be waiting
for?
Well,
if you want to wait till next week and get your bearings, I mean, it's okay with us.
No, it's a my problem was I got involved with something and forgot. So when I saw your text, it was helpful. So that's why I say I was almost ready.
Okay.
Because I had prepared the class. I just, you know, didn't know where it was, which class it was. I had thought it was that we had already done this, but if we haven't, we haven't. So, no, it's not a problem.
Okay.
I'm prepared. So please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Alpha Gimel Yiftach Tzadi Kabel Rina Amcha Sagvenu Kaharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachamesit Kacha Famid Gamlem Betet Resh Saditach Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berotucha Nael Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyuta. And the eighth verse of the Anabakov we say in a whisper. Before we start, I'll say a L'shem Yehud, and then as we've discussed, we'll start on Chapter 11, Section 5. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu L'yachda L'shem Yud He Bavalhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino amadunai Elohino aleinu maasei yadeinu panenei aleinu maasei yadeinu panenehu. There are two types of interconnectedness between the souls that the Ari calls specific and general. First he will explain specific interconnectedness, then general. We will call them vertical and horizontal, respectively. Now, we will explain the connections of a person's soul in all the worlds. And this is according to what the sages said about the verse, "Where were you when I founded the earth?" This verse was first expounded in Chapter 3, Section 2. Its relationship to the material that is being described here will be explained later on. Meanwhile, the Ari is continuing from where he left off in the last section. There is a soul that is a spark from one of the sparks of the left heel, which is one minor root of the 70 minor roots in the major root that is the left shoulder of the partsuf of Adam HaRishon from the nukva of Asiyah. Unwritten commentary, I'm sure you found that clear as mud. But it helps to hear all of the different descriptions. It's like talking in terms of the Sephirot, if you're talking about Malchut, of Tiferet, of Yesod, of Netzach, of Chachma. It helps put everything in perspective when you get used to the terminology. This coughing has to do with, there's a lot of powder in my room right now. It'll settle out of the air shortly. Happens about twice a day. Details pinpointing a site somewhere in the supernal worlds of the ethereal realms are often called by modern Kabbalists addresses. To fully understand the following, one should understand the previous chapters. These long lists of details pinpointing a site somewhere in the supernal worlds of the ethereal realms are often called by modern Kabbalists addresses. The long addresses of pages or sites on the internet, which may be more familiar to the modern reader, may be compared to them. Thank you. The only difference between the address and the address first given above in the previous paragraph is as follows. The first address was a specific place a spark of the left heel of the left shoulder. In the Nukva of Asiyah, in the highest height of the address, is the same specific place, but now it's in Arichantin of Atzilut. Highest height is a term denoting the highest place beyond which we do not specify any more details. For example, in Kavanot, it usually refers to the highest place in the Adam Kadmon. Here, however, it refers to Arichantin of Atzilut. All these sections are called one soul. This specific aspect, the left heel of the left shoulder, in each part suf, in each world, makes one soul. The specifics for the world of Atzilut, from top to bottom, are as follows. And there is this chart where you have the minor root of a major root is one column. The specific part suf is the second column. The general part suf is the third column. And the soul of soul is the fourth column. So if we're talking about the left heel of the left shoulder, which is the first row of Arichantin, that is relating to Yechida of Yechida. But if we're talking about the left heel of the left shoulder of Abba of Arichantin, we're referring to Chaya of Yechida. And as you can continue down in studying that chart, to begin to be able to relate these different metaphors, different descriptions of the various levels, because we have worlds, we have sephirot, and we have souls. Are we talking about the same thing? No, because they're different words in Hebrew. But are we talking about the same thing? Yes. They're the same location conceptually. If you are doing meditation and you're traveling to these addresses, these locations, within the framework of your consciousness, then these addresses begin to make sense. But for most people, when those people who with psychic abilities, who are traveling, who are meditating and finding themselves in these different worlds and these wonderful descriptions that they lay on us, this is what they're talking about. But they have no language to explain where they have been. And they have no way to understand how they can get back to that same location. This is one of the strengths of the Kabbalah. So I'm beginning to read below the chart. This chart is for the world of Atzilut. It is exactly the same for the levels of Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama from the lower three worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiyah. In other words, there are four charts of exactly the same thing. Because there is a left heel of the left shoulder in the world of Asiyah, there's a left heel of the left shoulder in the world of Yetzirah, there's a left heel of the left shoulder in the world of Bria. If one would extract, so to speak, all the specific aspects and put them together to form one soul, then they would constitute one part suf. the aspects from the world of Asiya would be the lowest part of the partsuf, for example, the legs. The aspects of Yetzirah would constitute a higher place in the partsuf, and so on, until the Yechida of Arichantin of Atzilut, which would be the top of the crown of the head. Altogether, they constitute one partsuf and one soul. At the same time, each one is the left heel of the left shoulder of the specific partsuf of Adam to which it corresponds. The person ascends and takes his portion from all of them, from the end to the head. First he takes his portion, the heel, of the Nukva of Asiyah, which is called the Nefesh of the Nefesh. Then he ascends and takes the next portion, until he takes his portion in Arichanpin of Asiyah, in its aspect of heel. Then all of the parts of his Nefesh from the world of Asiyah are complete. His portion, obviously, is always the heel of the left shoulder of the partsuf of each level in each world. It is the same with his ruach, which is from Yetzirah, and so on, until he ascends to take his portion in the heel of Arichanpin of Atzilut. Then his yechidah from the world of Atzilut is completed, and all the parts of his soul are finished. I believe somebody just arrived or re-arrived, so let me know if you need to ask a question or... I'm continuing to read. This is the minute detail concerning the connection of a person's soul. This is specific interconnectedness. The entire partsuf of the left heel of the left shoulder consists of that specific place on each level of the vertical hierarchy, from the bottom of Asiyah to the top of Atzilut. That is why we have called it vertical. The Ari has called it here minute detail. They are called one soul because they are close to each other. There are, by the way, three major schools of thought that emanate from the teachings of the Holy Ari. They are the schools of the Baal Shem Tov, the Vilna Gaon, and the Rashash, Rabbi Shalom Mizrahi. The latter founded the Sephardic school of meditative prayer called Kavanot. It is also called the system of Pertai Peraitim, this Hebrew phrase used here that has been translated as minute date detail. My commentary. I do not know why this information is included here. Also, I think it is not complete. There are actually four major schools, and the Rashash is a subset of the Chaim Luzzatto school, which is not included. But this is just my opinion. However, there is another general aspect. The general aspect concerns the other soul sparks from the specific minor root. In the case that the Ari has been discussing in this chapter, it is the left heel. All the sparks of the left heel that are situated nearby to each other in a cluster are one of the minor roots of the left shoulder. Thus, all the sparks of the left heel together from one partsuf, or one soul, as the Ari will now explain. It has been explained that the soul of a person is only the specific, detailed nefesh. It is not the intention of the Ari here to exclude ruach, neshama, etc., Rather, he wants to say that one soul consists of exactly the same specific detailed place in all the worlds, as has been explained beforehand. Nevertheless, in general, all the individual soul sparks constituting the heel of the partsuf of the major root called Cain, which is the left shoulder of Adam, all together are called one entire major soul. As mentioned previously, there are 613 major souls in each of the major roots, and this entire heel is one of the 613 major souls in the root of the left shoulder that is one major root. In other words, all the sparks in the left heel of the left shoulder are also called one soul. This is in general. They are called one soul because they are close to each other, and together they constitute one partsuf. In the case of the minute detail that was discussed previously, one soul or partsuf was formed because the specifics occupied the exact same position in each of the hierarchical vertical levels of soul. The relationship here, on the other hand, may be called or horizontal. It is based on proximity and position within the same partsuf. And the advantage of specifying this, as well as teaching this, will be explained later on. That's the end of this section. Now, the next section is on handout number 19, and it starts with chapter 11, section 6, called Teamwork. But I think I would like to stop here, even though it's a very short class, because there's a lot of things to contemplate in this, just like there was last week. So does anyone have any questions? Yes.
Okay. What I saw was what you read today is what we did last week. What I had next,
that's what I
as a handout, was like a supplement. And it was called number 5, General and Particular. It was from Zohar.com, and it was from the portion of Vayera, and we included it after this. So that was what I was referring to. So I hope I didn't mislead you. But it was good to hear
it
again.
I don't know where I have that. So it was on Vayera?
Yes. Portion of the era.
We
start at verse 55.
Okay. And it's section 5?
55, verses 55, Parsuk.
Okay, hold on a second.
I've been looking, and I don't see it on the website. I did find chapter 11, section 6 that you would go to next, but this was my next handout, and it was, it looks like it was a separate. I have notes off to the side and everything, but I have it right there. It goes with advanced reincarnation lesson 30, handout 18, but that's where I had it next, so. And then it went to section, to Pasuk,
Yeah, no, I know what it is. I had it open for last night, and we didn't have anybody come, so
well,
I didn't do a class last night.
Well, I'm not criticizing. No, but I did what you did. I fell asleep and woke up at 10 and thought it was morning. And so my body clock hasn't yet accustomed to the change. I wake up at 4 in the morning because I was used to getting up at 5. And so by that time of night, I'm having a hard time staying awake. So I also have staple to that one. It's called 49, general and particular, particular and general. And I do have the, it's from...
I remember that.
Okay.
So give me a second.
Looks like it was from the Idra Rabba.
Let's go back to Zohar on Vayera.
Okay.
How am I spelling Vayera?
V-A-E-R-A.
And it's number 55? 55,
yes.
55?
Yes. And it looks like it went through... Pasuk 64.
Okay, the English translation of 55, does it start out at Gabriel who came to overturn Sodom?
No, it's, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you as an Elohim, and you shall know that I am Hashem, your Elohim.
Okay. It's not...
I tell you what I'll do. Probably at that time I saved all the files in an advanced reincarnation folder. So I'll check to see if I find it. And if I find it, I'll send it to you.
Okay. Because if I...
It may have been the season that we did it, you know, and you, it caused you to go to this, maybe because of this.
Chana, there's a number of similar sounding parashas. The Vayera, there's one
mm-hmm.
in Shemot that's similar sounding. So I'm trying to determine which one it is.
Okay.
And I see where why you're missing it. It's in the parasha, it's in the book of Shemot, parasha Vayera.
Okay.
And it's in section 4. I have done, but I haven't posted it to the Vayera Zohar.
Okay.
So let me see what I can do to get to it. Hold on a second. I found it. So I know where it is. We can start there next week if you like.
Okay. Okay. I remember you had us go to that site because I had to put in a password, get a username. So I just don't remember why you inserted it at this spot. I'd have to look it over. And maybe
well, it's two of us. I don't remember that either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if you feel we need to go on to the next advanced reincarnation lesson, do that. You know, it's okay with me.
Are you sure that it was a printout? Because I don't really, I'm not seeing a printout here.
Well, I evidently printed it out from that spot that you sent us. Because I remember I had a hard time being able to do it.
Okay, it doesn't look like the same, the normal layout that I do on my page. It looks it's the Aramaic and the English are side by side.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I know where to get to it. I know how to get it. I just haven't put it on this site yet. On our site yet. So, but if we need to do it over again, and I don't remember why I did it other than the terminology is the same, and that general and specific is a concept that is literally throughout the Torah, but it's rarely taught. So people don't understand it, but general and specific, we understand those terms in English, but they're being used in a slightly different way. That's what the reason why I included it at this point, because that's what we're talking about in the reincarnation. Because in the reincarnation, what we're saying, as an example, Bli Anara, it's my soul is a in the left heel of the left heel of Adam Arishon in the world of Malchut, but my soul is also connected to the world of Yetzirah. And so it's connected vertically to the world of Yetzirah, but it's also connected horizontally to the world of Yetzirah. And that's not the real meaning of general and specific.
Mm-hmm.
General, you have a general rule. Thou shalt not kill. But then you have a specific, there's a killing associated with war. But here we're talking, it explains a general and specific in the Torah is actually dealing with this concept of the souls being in all four worlds at the same time, or not the same time, wrong word. The souls are included in all four worlds, but they're always in the same location within that world. If that's making any sense to you.
Well, it makes more sense than staying different parts in different worlds. Me, it does in a way, at least at this stage.
Okay. So next week, if you'll remind me, if I haven't, because I'm not ready to do that Zohar yet on this.
Well,
I'm time-wise, I don't have the time to do it for next week. But if you want to do it, we can read that same section or same location where you printed it out from.
Okay.
Because that location is the in the Kabbalah Center. It's under a site called Zohar.com, and it has all of the Zohar online, so people don't have to buy the Sefers.
Well, I know I had difficulty connecting with it and them accepting a password and, creating a password and all. I do remember I had trouble with doing it. But I tell you what I'll do. I'm going to read, myself, and then I'm going to skim over chapter 11, section 6. But don't push yourself time-wise because we can come back to it. But just for myself, I'm going to go ahead and read it.
Very good. If you do that, and if you think it's something we should do, spend some more time with, we'll do it. Otherwise, we'll just go on to section 6 next week.
Okay. If you don't get an email from me, then that means just stay on track. Don't worry about this extra.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Martha, okay. You have a good evening. You have a good week also. And if I missed anybody, let me know. Shalom to all.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.